Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts. This is DC Love, and I'm joined this evening by Liz Fletcher. Liz, how are you?
I'm wonderful, DC. How about you?
Awesome. Oh, I'm doing great, too. It's such a pleasure to be here. It is only the two of us this evening. Mary will be back next week. So I was wondering, Liz, can you tell everyone that's listening a little bit about you?
Yeah. I'll tell about me and Mary. How's that?
Awesome. That sounds great.
I'm Liz Fletcher. I'm a self-proclaimed spiritual guru. I know a little bit about a lot of things, metaphysical and spiritual. I'm a Reiki healer, an intuitive, a meditation coach, a card reader, a spiritual counselor, a card deck creator, an ordained minister, a radio host, and now most recently find myself as a holistic center owner. and you can find me on Facebook or Instagram at LizP11Love, or again on the Sacred Embers Network as well. And every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, I live stream a crystal singing bowl meditation that you can watch on my page live or in a replay. I keep them all posted there. So I invite everyone to do that. And then our friend Mary, who's not here this evening because she's traveling to be with her family for the holiday. Mary's an intuitive empath with the abilities to communicate with spirit. She works with a variety of card decks to bring messages through from spirit and the angels. She's also a Reiki healer. She's now offering numerology readings. And one of the benefits of numerology is that it can uncover your destiny and life's purpose. Numerology is the bridge between you, who you are now, and who you have the potential to be. So you can book a reading with Mary on her new web, maryhernandez5252.wixsite.com/ The Angel Within, or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And you can also find her on Instagram and Facebook as well under maryhernandez5252. So I think I covered it all, DC. I did.
You did a great job.
Evening, but would you
great,
like to
and
introduce
what
yourself?
Bowl would it be?
Well, I brought the third eye bowl because that is the energy that we have been working with this week. Our intuition has been called up with everything going on. This full moon, this past Friday night, we had a lunar eclipse with it. So that opened some doors and things for us. And you might have noticed the energy to be a little unstable, or you might have felt, you know, a little more tired this week, a little bit more energy drained. Not just the holiday.
Yes.
So our third eye is right between our two real eyes in the middle of our forehead. The color that is associated with it is indigo. And this is a center for our intuition, our imagination, and our ability to think and make decisions. So it's pretty important. It's that gut feeling you get, you know, when you're asked a question or faced with a choice. So we should keep it good and open. You know, that's how we get in touch with our higher self, or more wisdom from the universe. So let's all take a deep breath in together, breathing in through our nose, filling up our chest and our stomach full of air, and then letting it out nice and slow through your mouth. You let all that air out of your belly. Tune into the sound.
Wow, that was amazing, Liz.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really beautiful.
Like
and a little bit about me. Okay, are you done, Liz? Do you have anything else to say about that beautiful bowl?
No, I was just going to say I love to do that in the beginning of the show because I think it connects us
a little
bit closer.
I love it, too. I think it puts the
then
energy and it brings us all, you know, together
yeah
on the same page. Really beautiful.
Absolutely.
So I'm just going to give you the cliff notes. I'm a small, medium, at large, and I'm a spiritual jack of all trades. I put on whatever hat, you know, is needed at the time, and I get the job done. So with that being said, I do have a couple little messages that I want to read. And being that today is Thanksgiving Eve, we have a message from the angels in regard to gratitude. Good evening, beloveds. We are so happy to be able to join you on this Thanksgiving Eve. We ask that you focus on the word gratitude. What does it mean to you? It is a very powerful word, and it has the ability to shift your life from a sense of lack to a life filled with abundance. Make a conscious choice to focus on gratitude today and every day, and watch how blessings begin to fill your life. These blessings will take on many forms, and they will help you to experience life in a whole new way. Maintain an attitude of gratitude, and you will see how your life changes. Beloveds, be grateful for that which you are given. You are here. You can do whatever it is you choose to do. Be grateful for the unique person that you are. There is only one you. You are here to make a difference in this world. There's nothing stopping you. Now, that's something to really be grateful for. Please start each day with a smile and a thankful heart. Count your rainbows instead of your thunderstorms. A grateful heart is a magnet for miracles, and there is always something to be grateful for. Life may not be perfect, but you are truly blessed, and we love you, beloveds. You are angels. So I really felt like, you know, that was a beautiful message, being that tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
And Ginger's, you know, she's really excited too. She always loves to eat. So, you know, any kind of holiday where there's a lot of food. She's saying, Liz, you know, what's something that's usually insulting but not on Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
A family member giving you the bird. And why do turkeys only star in R-rated movies?
Why?
Because they use such foul language.
Oh,
okay, Ginger, it's time to be done with the show. She just wanted to add a little cheer to tonight's show.
I love it.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites.
Well, it looks
too.
Like we have quite a lineup there, Liz. Goodness.
I know. Nobody has to get up early tomorrow, I guess. So they're all calling in to talk to their angels.
Well, that's, you know what, that's the best thing to do is to talk to those angels.
That's right. All right. Well, let's get rolling, I guess.
Yeah, let's get the party started in here.
All right. Area code 828, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, this is Stan, how you doing?
Good, Stan, how are you?
I'm good, I'm driving. So, Interstate 40 going west, heading east toward Virginia.
Wow.
So how y'all doing?
We're
good.
Doing great.
Do you have a question for us
great.
This evening?
Pardon?
We're doing
Do you
great.
Have a question,
you have a question
for us this evening?
Yeah, I'm driving, and I was thinking about you folks. I did talk to you ladies a couple of weeks ago. I just dropped off my son with his mother, and I'm sitting here driving, thinking about how I can be grateful for us being separated and all that I've gained from that experience. So. Because I'd rather look at it that way than any other way. So,
that's a great attitude, and that's a great perspective. I think that's really wonderful.
Yes,
Because you have that beautiful attitude and everything, I just feel like your energy is amazing, and things will turn out in your favor. Everything looks good, you know, going forward for you. Okay. And as you told us, you know, like on a prior show, that, you know, in the area of love, that is one thing that didn't work out for you, correct?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like what I'm being shown is someone will come to show you what true love is. Okay, and I feel like, you know, you have the opportunity, there's going to be an opportunity to really build a long-lasting relationship. So, you approach your problems from a very good perspective. And I think that really helps to resolve issues a lot faster. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very... Yeah.
And I'm getting, the angels are saying that, you know, you're such a giving person, and especially like in relationships. You always devote yourself to the people that you love the most. And I'm also hearing that you give as much as you receive, and, you know, one of your biggest joys is to share something special with someone, and especially those you truly care about. And the angels are saying, you know, Sian, your heart is filled with such joy. And you realize that how important joy is. And they're saying that, you know, your entire life, you know, there's a lot of happiness and, you know, joy in it, even amidst the hard, you know, times, that you generally have a smile on your face. So I want to say, you know, congratulations for the way that you handle, you know, your life's issues. And I'm getting from the angels that you're an old soul, Stan. Do you feel like that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I feel like you're a very old soul. And you just have this wonderful sense of whatever's going on around you, you know. And you just, you know, not only do you worry about, you know, yourself and your family, but you genuinely are, you know, engaged in, you know, the cares of the planet, and you're amazing. Well, I feel like, you know, all good is coming your way, Stan. I really do. It's going to be, you know, wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, and I see Archangel Raphael coming in just to make sure, you know, that everything is good within your heart chakra. If there's anything there that you're holding on to, he's going to help you to release it. Okay, and I'm hearing, you know, you're going to be manifesting. I hear manifesting also, like in the physical world. So
okay.
I just think, you know, this is a time to keep embracing whatever goes on in your life instead of becoming frustrated, you know. And just really, you know, don't forget about making time to focus on the things that resonate with your soul, okay?
Yes.
So the angels are posing a question, Stan. If you had no restrictions and you didn't have to worry about money, what would your mission and purpose in life be?
I want to help others heal is what I want.
Okay. Well, I feel like you're probably doing a little bit of that now, of maybe a little bit more than a little, that you're doing that already.
Yeah.
And now you're doing an amazing job. So I would just keep on, you know, doing what you're doing. And I see, like, little pieces of the puzzle coming together, and I feel like, you know, your life is going to be coming together. Okay? And you have an amazing heart. You have a lot of wisdom. And you have the ability to really to touch others with your words and your, you know, your actions. And the angels are saying you would make a great leader, Stan.
Thank you.
So you have that amazing energy within you, and I really feel like you will be helping others. And I'm getting
great.
Like you leading a team, you know.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, you do. You have like everything it takes to be a leader. So that's what I have. I hope that made sense to you. I want to wish you an amazing Thanksgiving. I feel like, you know, this transformation going on right now, I don't know if you're noticing it, but it is going on. And just keep thinking about the things that you want to gain more clarity on and the direction
right.
that you want to head in life, Stan, okay?
Right.
And take care. So make sure that while you're driving, you know, like you're really aware what's going on, because it's something that we really don't, you know, ask people to do is to drive and get a reading at the same time, hon, okay?
Yeah, I said a prayer before I went to I've done this so many times at night that I know that I'm just taken care of, even though I'm not careful. But
be mindful. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
But I feel like, you know, there's all these things are coming in. This is your divine timing to try something new, hon. God bless. And you take care, and thank you for calling in again. Liz?
Okay, Liz.
Yep.
Okay, was that Mary?
That was DC. Okay. Mary's not with us tonight.
Oh, okay.
So this is Liz, Dan. And okay. I pulled two cards for you. This evening I'm using my the Power of Surrender card and Divine Abundance. So the first card I pulled for you from the Surrender deck was Surrender Denial. And it wasn't something that you need to do. It was the way I received this was, this is, you're good at it. You know, you don't go through denial. You don't sit there and say, oh, this didn't happen. It wasn't like that. You are very aware and conscientious of what is happening in the situations you're in, which is good. Because a lot of times, you know, people stay stuck because they are in denial for so long without looking at, you know, every situation, both people, you know, everyone's at fault. You know, everybody had their own thing they could have done better and all that. So it's never one-sided. It's never, you know, there's always more than the surface, right? But I feel like it's something that you've been good at your whole life, too. It's not something that just came to you. You're always looking at the real, you know, the real issue, and from other perspectives, you don't just look at it one-sided, which is important. The second card I got for you was non-duality. So most of us are in duality, right? We have a spiritual side, and we have this physical side, and we try to balance them or make them come together as close as possible. And you're actually at a point where your two sides are you're so grounded and connected that you're starting to come into alignment and merge both of those parts of you into one, you know, fully aligned being, which is really what our mission is, if you want to say it that way.
Go ahead.
And it says, let your authentic humanity shine forth while also bowing to the inner divine. You can become fluent at doing both. So, like DC said, you know, you getting ready to be a leader and step up. A lot of times, to help other people heal, we have to share our story. Because our story connects with somebody else in some way. They can connect with us. And we help others heal when they find that connection, and they can understand our story, and they resonate with us, right? So a lot of times how healers get started is they tell their story. And somebody goes, oh, my gosh, I know exactly what you're talking about. And then through your experience, you're able to kind of guide them to what you did. And that's how we help each other heal. So I would invite you to get out there, start sharing your story. You know, it's kind of unheard of in mainstream culture, right, for people to get divorced and just, you know, be like, okay, and go your two separate ways and not have the animosity and all this stuff. So you've done some part of this right for you, that you, you know, don't have all this extra internal healing to do. You know, you worked your way through it as you went. And it's going to be a powerful story for somebody else. And the other thing is, when we do it that way, when we make it look easy, our ego gets involved, and we start to think we're doing it wrong, and we get doubt. So,
right.
Just a confirmation that you're not doing anything wrong. You've done it all right. Go ahead and share it. It's not unusual. It's not something that doesn't happen. People can heal as they go through their traumatic experiences by being present and mindful in the moment and being there and knowing what's going on. Because when we're present in the moment, we're living the experience. and we're feeling those emotions, and we're going through them, and we're not holding on to them for another time for them to resurface. So, you know, helping people to get through a process like that, I mean, not just divorce, it really applies to any situation. You know, maybe watching a loved one pass on, or, you know, getting through a hard job interview. You know, it can be applied in other ways. So don't be afraid to share your story, because there's somebody that needs to hear it. And that, in bringing yourself into alignment, you're just going to find more and more people gravitating towards you. They have the same interests, the same likes, that want to work with you, that will bring new things to you that you want to try too. So, you know, get out there and share it, and, you know, continue to do what you're doing, because you're doing the healing work as you're going through life, and that's so important. And it's really, really a huge thing that many, many people need to learn how to do and become aware of. So the more people you can shine that light on and get them to, you know, get that flicker and start burning themselves, you know, the faster and faster that the planet itself will start to heal, you know, much more quickly than we are now. So that's what I have for you, Stan.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much, Liz. Y'all have a beautiful
You're welcome.
Thanksgiving.
You too. Drive safe.
Take care, Stan. God bless, hon.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was truly amazing. And you know what, Liz? He is a great example of, you know, how to handle, like, life's issues, because the way he's handling them, it's just amazing. When we hold on to emotions and anger and bitterness and negativity, it could actually cause disease within us, you know?
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. And
we don't realize that as much
as we should.
Yep.
You know, that we manifest our own illnesses from that stuff. So it's important.
Oh, definitely. It starts off as dis-ease, and it turns into disease.
Absolutely. So funny how those words come together.
Yeah, it truly, truly is. My goodness. Goodness. So he's just amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Kudos to him.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, you know, those things are hard, divorce, separation, co-parenting. But if you can make your way through it and, you know, keep your head on your shoulders, that says a lot for you. It really does.
Oh, it does. It truly does. What an awesome first call.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it looks like we better keep going, DC, or we might be here till Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we better. We have a lot of callers. Okay.
All right. Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Hello? Area code 607? Maybe they walked away from the phone.
Oh. Yeah, we can put them back, and we'll come back if they're still there.
We'll try them again.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Area code 781, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Do you have a question for us?
I do, and it's similar to actually what you were talking about. I have some kind of sickness right now, and I know there's lessons beneath it, so I was just wondering what Spirit had to say.
Okay, well, before you came on, when Liz says, you know, we had to keep going, Jesus stepped forward for the next caller, so that's you, Laura, okay? So I feel like Jesus is there to help you, whatever needs to be, you know, whatever you're having issues with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying it's going to be okay, Laura.
Mm.
Okay, so I don't know if, you know, if you call upon him, but he's the first one that stepped forward. And he feels that you do need a little bit of healing.
Mm.
Okay. So I'm just getting. Okay, you've got to trust and have a little bit more patience is the first thing that I'm getting, Laura.
Yeah.
Do you believe in God's plan? Because I feel like He's saying you have to trust in my timing, Laura.
Yeah.
Is there something that's been on your mind?
Yeah. I was thinking that the other day that I could trust more.
Okay, and we talked about gratitude in the beginning of the show with the angels, and that is another message that came up is just, I feel like, you know, you are grateful and everything, but I feel like at times you may feel like, you know, you're not remembered. And Jesus is saying, you know, the angels are always with you, and, you know, you're never forgotten about. Okay. So just, you know, just even for that little bit of a message and everything, and to know that your divine team is with you, you could just say thank you. You could do it silently. And enjoy, you know, today and whatever day it is, you know, even though your days may not be filled with, you know, what you're wanting, there's always, you know, there's always something that you could find joy in. There's, you know, there's blessings. Sometimes you have to look a little bit harder, but they're there. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Are you having any financial issues?
No.
Okay, because the first thing I was getting was finances, so I was just wondering if that was one of the things that was, you know, in fact, on your mind. Okay. Okay. I am getting, you know, please take care of yourself. Focus on you before you focus on others or anything else.
Yeah.
And that way you're going to have a little bit more energy, Laura.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got to give to yourself if you can give to anyone else. Okay. Okay, so what's finances? Okay. I was wondering because I heard finances. I'm getting, you know, are you thinking about doing something? Because I'm getting it's okay if you want to take a risk.
Yeah.
I'm getting like more prosperity is going to come in. So finances, when I heard finances, I'm getting, you know, if you want to take a risk with something, this is the time. And more, like more is coming your way. Okay, so what about, what was like with finances as well, like with work? Are you looking for maybe another job or a change of position?
I'm thinking about starting a business on the side.
Okay, well, that would be sort of like taking a risk, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be taking the risk, and I do feel it's going to bring in more prosperity. So
cool.
That's, you know, that's a sign that, you know, what you were thinking about, you know, is a good idea. And I'm getting you're really creative. So I don't know what you do, Laura, but I'm getting, like, creativity. Do you do anything, like, on social media?
No, I haven't yet.
Have you been thinking about putting on something on social media, maybe in regard to your business?
Yeah, I think I need to, exactly.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, you know, just make sure that you're, you know, that you think of things. But I'm getting, like, you've sort of been feeling this for a while, like it's time for a change to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And just be confident. Be confident in yourself.
Mm.
Okay? I do feel, you know, like this is your time. I think you will, like you said, I think you will do well. But the angels are saying, you know, this is a great time to think about, you know, going further and, you know, doing what you've been wanting to do.
Mm.
So I feel like it won't be too far off either, you know, because things are going your way. And, you know, if you're waiting for a sign, the angels are saying this is it, you know. I feel like you're going to sort of have like this like whoosh of energy, and it's going to help you, you know, to get started, and not only like, you know, physical energy, but spiritually you're going to feel like, you know, that you're right on track spiritually as well, Laura, if that makes sense to you. And as we're speaking, like, about all of this, spiritually, I do feel like you're going through an awakening.
Mm.
So maybe that's why there's, like, a little bit of time in between to let you to, you know, to think about things, see things maybe a little bit differently, and be able to move forward on that beautiful journey.
Mm.
Okay, and you're going to see yourself, and you're going to see, you know, the whole world differently. Okay, so this is your time to choose, you know, the changes that you want.
Mm.
Okay, and just keep creating. I feel like, you know, you have a very unique way of doing things that it's going to be, you know, embraced.
Mm.
So things are going to unfold, and it's, you know, it's going to be wonderful. So I hope that gives you, like, a little bit, you know, to put your mind at ease, but I feel like, you know, this is a great time.
It does. It definitely resonates. Thank you.
Okay, so just start envisioning that new, you know, that new business the way that you want it to be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you need a little bit of help, angelic help, call upon Archangel Gabriel, and Gabriel will be there with you, okay? And I feel like, you know, this is going to be a time when, you know, you're just, you know, I feel like spiritually you're going to go forward, like, really fast, okay?
Mm.
So get ready for that amazing epiphany is what Archangel Gabriel is saying. Good luck, Laura.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Laura, this is Liz.
Hi.
DC had beautiful insights for you already, but
yeah.
I wanted to say right away, you know, as Reiki healers, we believe, you know, you are absolutely powerful enough to heal yourself. You know, your mind is a powerful thing. The words you speak, the words you think, the words you read, all influence your body and how it feels and the things that it does. So, you know, tell yourself every day, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm, you know, abundant, whatever. Whatever you need to say, you know, you make up your thing. You know, let's say, you know, I'm healthy. You know, I'm taken care of. All those things. And if you've never followed, if Mary was here, she'd tell you right away, Louise Hay, and she has a book that's called You're Your Own Healer, right? I think that's, oh, shoot. I had it in my head as I was listening to DC, and of course I lost it. But it's something about heal yourself anyway. Look, Louise Hay, mm-hmm. It's one of her famous books. You'll find it right away when you Google her. You know, go right into that. Go into that mindset. I always share the tip to get a dry erase marker and write on your bathroom mirror a mantra that you need to repeat to yourself every day. So if you go into your bathroom every day and say, I'm healthy, I'm healing myself, you know, if you have that on your mirror, you're going to read it. Whether you say it out loud or not, you're still reading it, and your words have an impact. So that's a great tool. Think healthy thoughts. You know, when we focus on disease and illness, we also attract it to us because that's how the law of attraction works. Whatever we're thinking about or we're talking about, that's what we're bringing into our life. So talk about healthy, you know, being healthy and having no issues. and I also pulled you two cards. The first one is surrender to your intuition. So, as I said at the beginning of the show, you know, we're in this really powerful eclipse energy. We had an eclipse last Friday with the full moon, and then next Thursday night we have a solar, or next Thursday we have a solar eclipse. And this energy really is thinning the veil. It's opening more and more people's intuition up. And so take a little time for yourself. Tap in. Have you ever done a body scan meditation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do a body scan, right? And go through each part of your body. Where do you feel uncomfortable? You know, where do you not feel well? And through that meditation, you know, your higher self might send you some information about what's going on with you as well. I feel like it has been telling you, and I think that really deep down you do know what's going on, and you're just saying, I don't really know. I don't know enough. and pushing it back. It says, tune into your inner voice. Be aware of any gut feelings, flashes, knowings, or aha moments that come through to guide you. So anything, you know, even in dreams, we can get information about what's going on in our lives. So pay attention to any little signs like that. And the second card I pulled for you is divine love. So it says, when you offer everything to the divine with a detachment, you begin a love affair with spirit. So when we put our faith and trust in the higher power, Jesus or God or whatever you believe in, then we know that he's going to do what is for the highest and best good of everyone. And we don't have to worry. We don't need to be concerned about our health or anything in our future because we're already taken care of. And on this card, there's images of butterflies, and there's a shadow person in the middle of the card with his arms out, and he has these big wings. So look for signs from your, what did I write in here? Look for winged messengers. So pay attention to birds that catch your eye or butterflies. They're all symbols that your angels are, you know, giving you the wink and saying, hey, we're here. We're right by you. We're taking care of you. And that's how they do it, is usually through winged animals or repeating numbers, things like that. So, and both of these cards have a lot of green in them. So I feel like you just have some things going around in your heart chakra you need to clear up. You may want to look at a heart chakra meditation. A lot of times, you know, obviously our heart is our center of everything that goes on with us. So that's where we tend to manifest illness if we're going to manifest it ourselves. So check in there, you know, do some clearing. YouTube has tons of meditations you can do. And as you go towards your new business, I just wanted to remind you that manifest, when you're thinking manifesting thoughts, to think of what you do want. Don't think thoughts about what you don't want. Because any of those thoughts that we have or any of those things we say out loud, again, that's what we're bringing into our future. So only say things that you do want. I'm going to have a successful business. I'm going to be so busy I won't be able to keep up. I'm, you know, all those things, all the positive things. And everything is going to be great. Again, the green to me is also about, you know, being abundant and successful as well. So you have a lot of good stuff going on. Just, you know, some little things. And right now is a good time for us to go inside, tap into our higher power, to our inner knowing, and clear up these issues. You know, we're about to end a lunar cycle that's been going on since 2020, and it's time for us to start anew. So it's a great chance, great opportunity. You know, start writing down all the things that you want to come to, and just put away those thoughts of all the negative thoughts. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Liz, that was absolutely amazing. The only thing that I would like to add to it is we use statements, and they're called Dear Innate. And it's the part of you that you can't see. It's connected with your higher self, your consciousness. And as Liz, as you were giving all that beautiful information, I was getting a couple statements. Dear Innate, I release all the fear that keeps me from moving forward. So the innate is the part of you that you can't see, Laura, okay? So please say this with me. Dear innate.
Dear innate.
I release the frustration that keeps me from moving forward.
I release all the frustration that keeps me from moving forward.
Okay, I felt a little bit lighter from just hearing that, you know, come out of your mouth. I felt lighter. Okay, dear innate, I release anything that would make me less healthy.
Dear innate, I release anything that would keep me from being healthy.
How do you feel?
Like this is a good way to go.
You know, dear innate, I release judgment and negativity. Whatever you're feeling, even if you can't put it into words, you could just say, dear innate, I release. I release anxiety, whatever you're feeling. If you have a word for it, fine. If you don't, you just keep saying dear innate. And you don't have to say these statements more than once, but if you feel like you want to, you can. Okay?
Is innate like I-N-N-A-T-E?
Yeah, the innate is your innate self. Like I said, that is the part that you can't see. That is the part that connects within, you know, like to our higher self, you know, the soul area, the consciousness.
Yeah.
Okay? So I just feel like, you know, like just by you, you know, repeating those statements, I feel like, you know, that you feel a lot lighter to me. I could feel it. And Liz did mention the heart chakra, and I felt that immediately. You know, and
yeah.
I do feel like you feel a lot lighter, hon. So just keep, you know, if you don't have the words to put into it, you don't have to worry about it. Just dear innate, I release. I release judgment. I release negativity. And dear innate, I release the limitations that keep me from seeing and living my greatness.
Mm.
Okay? So you just keep using those statements, hon, and I feel like you're going to be on the fast track, okay?
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome, Laura. Have a great night and call us and let us know how everything goes.
Thank you. You too. Have a nice night.
Oh, you as
have
well. Happy Thanksgiving, hon. Beautiful, Liz. That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, my God. It was just caught. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not stopping.
Yes, it was totally amazing. And, you know, mentioning Louise Hay, I love Louise Hay. Oh, my goodness, it was absolutely beautiful.
It was so funny. You were talking, and I'm making my notes, and I'm like, oh, I don't have to write the book down. I know the title. And, of course, as soon as I need to say something, I can't remember it. I'm like, ah.
That's
you
all
can
right.
heal your life.
That's all right.
That's what it is. You can heal your life.
Yes, you can, and that's absolutely beautiful. But
yeah.
That's what I say, if we release all of that stuff that we're holding on to, and, you know, and I love the fact, like, the body scan is absolutely amazing as well. I think that's needed, you know. Everybody should do it
yeah.
once in a while. Beautiful.
And until I actually did one, I didn't really understand how in tune we are with our body, you know. And if you do it on a regular basis,
yeah.
it's such a quick way for you to recognize when something doesn't feel right, and then you can
right.
dig into it and take care of it, you know, before it does manifest into a disease.
Oh, definitely.
You know, it's so important. I try to do one at least once a month for myself so that I know
yeah.
where I am.
Well, that's
where.
Really great. Beautiful.
Oh, wow. Our first two callers were fantastic.
Yes, yes.
I keep rolling here. Well, let
yes.
me, I see our other callers still on hold. Why don't we try them one more time?
Okay,
then,
sure.
If they're not there, then I guess we'll move on.
Yeah.
Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Hello? No? Okay. Maybe they just want
maybe
to
they're just listening. Yeah, maybe they're listening. That's okay.
All right. So we'll move on to the next one. Area code 914, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Hi, how are you? It's Kat. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, Kat.
Hi, Kat.
How are you?
Happy
My goodness.
Good, good. Thank you.
Wow.
So disappointing.
Well, thank you. Do you have a question?
Do you have a question?
I do, please. I'm collaborating with this man named Alan, and I was wondering how you see it going, if it'll go well, if we'll do even more things together. Anything at all
okay.
you pick up, I appreciate. Thanks.
Okay, when you said Alan, I didn't get a definitive yes. I got like sort of like a, you know, it could work out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But I am getting like you're going to have a lot of opportunities coming forward for you, Kat. I heard before you got on, I heard the Tree of Life found in the Kabbalah.
Oh, wow.
And Archangel Raziel is with you, Kat, and his name means the secret of God.
Wow.
And he's asking you able to, you know, to go inward to your wisdom and allow that to become your higher spiritual wisdom. Okay? So I feel like, you know, this, you know, your higher self has so much divine wisdom. Okay? Archangel Raziel is waiting, you know, to help you. I would call upon him. And I just feel like he's there and he wants you to, you know, to help you to make your dreams come true. And when I said dreams, have you been having dreams that you're, you know?
Yeah.
I'm getting, you know, there are dreams, you know? Now,
yeah.
What was the gentleman's name again, his first name again?
Alan.
Okay, Alan, okay. Yeah, I was just wanting to make sure that was the name. I wasn't sure. Okay, let's see. Okay, so with Alan, okay. I see some issues in regard to relationships with him.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there might be a little bit of drama around this person.
I see.
Okay. And I feel like they need to, you know, they're not balanced between work and, you know, and releasing and having a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not connected. He's not connected as you are spiritually.
I see.
Okay, so it's sort of like he's just going and going and going. And he has a hard time separating himself from others' issues. Okay, so I did not get a no. I mean, I did not get a no.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting is you've got to count more so on your wisdom. Okay, and he would be able to, you know, you would be able to work with him. But it's your wisdom that you have to really rely upon.
Right.
Okay, because you're the one with the higher wisdom, Kat.
Wow.
Okay, so I do feel, you know, you're going to have the financial stability that you truly deserve because you work hard, you do a great job. You've got to stay positive, and you've got to count on Kat for creating the life of your dreams. It's you that you have to really rely upon, Kat.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
So I feel like you're the one that has this amazing connection to your soul self. You've got to make your own decisions and not allow him to influence something that you're not wanting. Okay? Because
yeah.
You're willing to always put in the work, and it's going to be worth it, and this is going to be like a really beautiful and productive time for you.
Oh, beautiful.
So you've got to bring forward, you know, all the wisdom that you've had from the past. You know, think about past projects and different things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you are ready to move forward, hon, and you're ready to go and, you know, in the direction of your dreams toward fulfillment.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to turn you over to Liz, hon, okay? So just hang in there and... She always has amazing, you know, an amazing reading as well. God bless, Kat.
Thank you. God bless you. Much love. Thank you so much.
Hi, Kat.
Hi.
So I pulled a couple of cards for you, but the message I got right away is it's time for you to take some time for you. Take some time for self-healing, for self-care, self-love. Do something nice for yourself. Have you been being a workaholic lately?
Yeah.
So you're being invited to take a couple days off. Take some rest. Take the time that you deserve, because we all deserve to have time off to get away. Because when we work all the time, we deplete ourselves. We diminish our energy. We diminish our drive and our creativity. So it's important for us to take days off and to step away, to refresh ourselves, and then come back renewed and ready to put everything into it again. So the first card I got for you was surrender to the beauty of the natural world. Take a relaxing break and spend time in nature. Replenish yourself by feeling the beauty and the ecstasy there. So just, you know, you don't have to do anything fancy. You do, you know, even if you take a couple days off and go to the park for an hour one day, you know, and just take time for you. You know, paint your toenails, you know, soak in the bathtub. You know, if money's tight, there's other ways that you can self-love without, you know, breaking the bank with a massage or a day at the spa or something like that. Right. You know, just little things for ourselves, reading a book, sitting in, you know, just being alone, sitting in silence and enjoying, you know, the sounds of the world around us. You know, all those things are so important.
Yeah.
And the second card I pulled for you is self-love. And it says, let the wall fall that separates me from my own vulnerable inner child. I long to take care of myself like never before. So, again, take that time off. Do something fun. Rest. You know, enjoy your time. You know, maybe get together with a couple friends and have some laughs and, you know, be childlike again. What else did I write here? And, you know, we have to make sure that we fill our cup because we're not given our best self if we're not revitalized and regenerated and renewed, re-energized. You know, that's why it's important to take, you know, time away and give ourselves that break. I always tell people every Tuesday after meditation, you know, thank yourself for giving yourself this time of self-care because self-care is not selfish. It's essential. It's just as important as brushing your teeth. You know, you can't pour from an empty cup. So make sure that you take time each day, you know, and you can find, I always tell people 5 minutes a day, find 5 minutes a day to sit in silence. That's helping to refill your cup, you know. But then on your day off, do something for you. Make sure you're doing something you enjoy, something fun, something relaxing. You know, not every day off has to be filled with our to-do list. There's things that can wait. House cleaning can wait.
Yeah.
So really, you know, and I believe like DC said too, you're putting in all the work and you're doing all this stuff. And sometimes, you know, when we have tunnel vision because we like what we do and we want to do well, we don't see that maybe we're doing everything while somebody else isn't pulling their weight. And they'll end up getting the credit, you know?
Right.
So it's important for us to walk away, to keep that balance. Because I'm sure the other person it doesn't have a problem taking time off, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, saying, well, it's my day off and I'm going to take it. I need to, you know, I need to do me things. You know, nobody needs to know. If you have a day off, you have a day off. But get yourself some you time. You know, tomorrow I'm sure you're not working. Go for a little walk outside. You know, it's not supposed to be freezing cold if you're in the Northeast anyway. And, you know, you can get a little time outside, a little sun on your face. You know, breathing the fresh air.
Yeah.
What a big difference it makes in our life. So that's what I have for you, Kat. Get some, take some you time. Get, you know, enjoy and relax and get yourself, you'll get through this project, you know, and you'll, you won't have a blemish on you in any way, but start connecting with you. So you see the value of you and that you, you know, what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
So
that's
what I have for you, Kat.
Thank you.
Kat, I have Joan Rivers here. She's saying, listen to Liz, especially about the housework. I hated housework. You'd make the beds. You'd do the dishes. And 6 months later, you had to start all over again.
Absolutely.
And she just said she loves your new project, Liz. She's so happy, you know, what your Airbnb. It's beautiful. So,
thank you.
But she agrees with Liz. You've got to just, you know, focus on you right now, hon.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting in that time of year that really zaps us too, so it's super important.
Yeah.
Make sure we're taking care of ourselves.
So true. Wow.
All right, Kat.
So we hope you have a very blessed Thanksgiving, you and your mom, Kat. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you guys. Thank you, wonderful ladies. Thank you so much. Happy birthday.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Girl, she should be running the company by now, I feel like.
Yeah, she's amazing. She truly is.
All right. Just double-checking for any of our people from last week, too. So, well, I guess we'll keep on trucking.
Definitely, yeah, I'm game.
All right. Area code 727, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
This is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Do you have a question for us?
I do. Whatever information you have for my highest and best good in the coming 90 days.
Okay, and I just have to say, Kate, I love your name. That's my godmother's name, so I love your name. You caught my attention immediately.
Aw.
Beautiful. Okay, so, well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so there's really not too much left of 2021. Okay. Are you taking really good care of yourself?
I am.
Okay, so because I'm getting just, you know, keep doing things. Are you dealing with stress in the right way?
What's the right way? I'm not feeling much stress at all right now.
Okay, because I'm getting just, you know, if you're saying now the next 90 days, that's what you told me, right? So it might not be right at this moment, but you were going over the next 90 days, okay?
Okay.
So continue to take care of yourself. You know, just back to the basics and everything. And if stress, you know, happens upon you, just, you know, you've got to watch how you deal with it, is what the angels are saying. And I just feel like, you know, even by the end of the year, you should have like a, you should feel happier is what I'm getting. Things are improving for you. Okay, and I'm also getting there may be some good news as well, Kate. So I would just say, you know, watch for the stress, you know, if it does come in, okay. And I do get like, I keep getting like, make sure you're eating well. Okay, so I don't know if, like, when you get stressed out, maybe you don't eat as well, okay? But I'm getting, like, watch, you know, your eating habits.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
That makes sense.
And I'm also getting, make sure that you have balance in your life, you know? If you're going to work hard, make sure you play hard as well, okay? That is one of the ingredients to living a really, you know, balanced and fulfilled life. And when you can take a break and, you know, even walk away from things at times, like just give yourself a little break to figure things out, okay? And the angels are saying, Kate, you really are a wonderful person, and they love the way you share, you know, your biggest joys with others, okay? So, you know, you're amazing. But at times, the angels are saying, at times you're not listening fully to get the guidance you're needing. Okay, and I see a pressure valve. So, like I said, again, like watch, you know, watch the pressure, watch for stress.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and let me see what they're showing me. Okay, they were showing me something else. I did see Mother Mary come in. I don't know.
Mother
Do you connect
Mary.
With Mother Mary?
Mary.
Because she,
a lot.
Mother Mary,
yeah.
Came in, and her energy is amazing. She's such a compassionate and unconditional, you know, mother to all of us. Okay, so she is with you. So she's just saying, you know, when you're struggling or you're worried, come to me. And she's just, you know, I see you in this beautiful blue blanket, and she's, you know, she's soothing you like a mother would. Okay.
Yes.
So she's got this beautiful, you know, like beautiful, powerful feminine energy. And she helps, you know, us to really to work on our own self-love, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She, like I said, she is around you. I just want to see if she had any other messages. But Mother Mary, she stood, you know, she stood up and she walked, you know, like right in when you came in. Okay.
I have a miraculous medal.
Beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. She asks that you try to stay in the present moment. Have you been thinking of, like, days gone by? You know, memory lane is what I'm getting.
I have just been releasing.
Okay.
Where people have been in relationship to me. And the visual okay. I've had is allowing them to parachute out for a safe landing, and in that parachute pack are all of the wrongs or trespasses between us.
Okay, so and just have compassion, you know, for yourself and for others as well, you know, and
I have
tremendous
compassion.
Okay, and forgiveness, because I'm getting the word, like, forgiveness, too. But, to you know, with these relationships, we can connect, you know, with our higher self, the part of us we can't see. And we use, you know, the term dear innate, I-N-N-A-T-E. That's, you know, it's not the physical part of us. That's the part of us
right.
that's connected with our soul, our consciousness. And you can release, you know, relationships that no longer serve you. You know, dear innate,
yes.
I release... You know, relationships that no longer serve my highest and best. And dear innate, I release, you know, judgment and negativity. And whatever, you know, even if you have, I feel like there are times there's some anxiety. You know, dear innate, I release anxiety. And you could just even say, dear innate, I release. And, you know, these people, these relationships, because I feel like, you know, you'll bring in more harmony in your life. But with the
yeah.
dear innate statements, when you say, you know, I release, it really is, you know, healing, and it does make a difference. Okay? So if you want to try those, you know, on your own, give them a try, but they are absolutely wonderful. But I am getting, like, releasing, you know, things from the past. Okay? So that would be, you know, something to think about, okay? Because I feel like there might be some experiences that maybe you're not even aware of, hon, okay? That you're holding on to them. And I do feel like, you know, when you release, you know, and you use these statements, it really is going to help you to move forward in the direction that you deserve to go in, okay?
Okay.
So, Kate, I hope that helps you. And just, you know, think about what it is that you have been putting off. Is there something that you've been wanting to do? Because Mother Mary is saying, you know, It's okay to sit and think about things, but make time to think about going forward, because I really feel like there's something that you want to do, okay? And you could say, dear innate, I release the frustration that keeps me from moving forward, okay?
Okay.
All righty, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Liz. God bless, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
Hi, Kate. It's Liz. So as soon as you asked your question and DC started talking, I heard a term that one of my friends uses in her coaching group. It's called spiritual bypassing.
Wow.
And funny, it's something that I have come to terms with this year. Sometimes we think that we have released the situation and all the things around it. We've said, well, you know, no, I'm good with it. It didn't affect me. I'm not upset. I'm not, you know, I hope everybody gets what they want and everyone's happy.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't actually feel the emotions that we were our initial emotions when the situation occurred, if that makes sense. So a lot of times
mm-hmm.
we'll say, oh, no, I'm not going to let this upset me, right? And that's spiritual bypassing. Because we can say, oh, no, I'm so in control of myself. I can breathe. I can control my reaction.
But we still need to feel the emotion that we felt because it triggered us for some reason. That's why we had the emotion to begin with. And figure out why we have that trigger. You know, what thing do we still need to heal within us? So it's kind of interesting. but as you become aware of it and look for it, you know, you don't have to make up excuses and find it, but you'll realize when you're like, oh, yeah, I did that. Because you'll know. Because it sounds like you've been doing this work for a while as well. So you know, what goes into it and, you know, the kinds of things to look for. Yeah. So, you know, as you revisit the situations and you're like, oh, did I really feel that emotion or did I just control my reaction so that I could move through the situation? Because I think you'll find there's probably a few instances where that's what you did. So revisiting them, feeling the emotion and getting rid of it, just like all the other junk. but the first card I pulled for you was surrender to rest and sleep. So PC said, you know, stress coming up and things like that. We are moving into the stressful time of the year for many different reasons for people. So, you know, be aware. Follow the guidance of your body. You know, listen to what your body's telling you every day. I just had, you know, on Sunday, I wasn't sick, wasn't anything. I just felt so tired that I tried to get up and do things, and my body just didn't want to do it. I was like, ugh, like, I was like tripping on myself. And I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to go lay in bed and watch movies today. Like, that's what I must need to do. So tap in and listen. Don't try to push yourself. You know, if your body says, no, you're tired and you shouldn't go shopping today, listen to it. Because when we force ourselves, that's when we create more illness too, which then that can manifest into stress, right? If we're ill and we have all this stuff to do and, you know, it's just a snowball. So it says to prevent burnout, slow down. Honor your need for quiet time and peaceful sleep to rejuvenate your mind, body, and spirit. So say, you know, if you can work on, you know, tapping in 5 minutes a day to quietness, meditation, if that's not a regular daily routine for you, you know, just find 5 minutes. That'll help you stay in balance. That'll help, you know, keep your stress levels down, all those things, just checking in with ourselves. It's amazing how much that 5 minutes can do. And then the second card I got is right action. And the word on here is aparigraha. And I'll spell it for you. It's A-P-A-R-I-G-R-A-H-A. Literally means let everything that wants to go, go, and everything that wants to come, come. So releasing our expectation, releasing our plans, the expected outcome, and just going with the flow of the universe for right now, you're going to find yourself guided to exactly where you want to be, to a beautiful place. Just, you know, just moving with whatever comes up. Maybe not even necessarily making a plan, almost like floating around and landing in just the right spot. So it's a really beautiful card. She's almost like floating with all these birds and feathers and things around her. It's really pretty. And so it's just about, you know, let the chips fall where they may. So I think that's really beautiful. From The Divine Abundance by Tasha Silver.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I think you have great things coming. And I think, you know, like I said, the time of year that we're moving into is stressful. It's just like almost a natural thing. Or it's probably a programmed thing for us humans at this point.
So, you know,
I hear you, and I greatly appreciate the messages, and I truly believe that everything that is being said is meant for everyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning of the call, as there are no coincidences.
No, absolutely.
I am. Yeah. So I am choosing my thoughts, and again, I will be very aware of the bypassing bypassing behavior and response. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, people that, you know, you've done spiritual work, I've done spiritual work, right? And you're like, I've done this stuff. I've done it. I've addressed this, and I'm good. Why do I keep having triggers? And then someone mentions that to you, and you say, oh, okay.
Well, so, and the only thing that comes to my mind is I made a strategic decision not to travel and be with my nuclear family for the very reasons that you're citing. It hasn't been a place that the space and the physical place
mm-hmm.
have not been elevating. I don't feel that I've added anything. And the last visit, there was lots of drama. So all I could see was stress going back into that. And I wish everybody well. And I said, that's okay. I'm going to bypass.
Yeah. I don't think that's so much bypassing, because I think you're making a decision that's right for you.
Yep.
I can tell from you sharing that you're still emotionally connected there, right? Because we all are to our family.
Pushed anybody out of the plane to say, I never want to engage with you again.
Yep.
I want to engage in healthy, loving ways.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm very firm on that. I'm dedicated that our interaction is healthy, loving, and uplifting.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm willing to do.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
And be.
Yeah. No. And, you know, the last 2 years has been really tumultuous for everyone, because every individual, whether you're related to them or not, right, has coped in a different way. So people have been all over the place too, especially people that aren't spiritually connected either or doing any of that kind of work. So, you know, and families are just a hard dynamic in general. You know, we all have our quirks and, you know, all the things that go along with it. So there's nothing wrong with choosing to not put yourself in that situation if it doesn't make you feel good. It's a wise decision. What I would say is you may want to look into a cord-cutting meditation tomorrow if you're going to be alone, because we hold strong etheric cords with the people in our family, right? They're some of the people that we have the strongest bonds with, and sometimes it's good for us to just clear that energy and cut those cords, and then we feel less
All
of
right.
that too. So that might be
this
a little something that's going on as well.
This is as I am a huge believer in metaphors and symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a vacuum cleaner under warranty. And the shark company, I'll even state who the manufacturer is willing to replace this vacuum cleaner. The caveat is I have to send them an image of the cord being cut.
Uh-huh.
And I've been very resistant about cutting this cord, because that just seems, I don't know, so dramatic and such a I don't know. Just anyway,
yeah.
I've been resistant about it. And I just got a very strong message. Just cut the blank cord.
Well, there you go. You'll get your new vacuum faster.
I am going to cut that cord tomorrow.
There you go. See? Sometimes you need a little push, right?
All right. Well, thank you both, and blessings for the coming 90 days, especially the holidays. And my wish is that these days are exciting and exhilarating and not interpreted as stressful.
Absolutely. They are what we make them, right?
Well, I'm not going to allow myself to get into that cycle that it's stressful.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's why. And maybe we're just giving you like, hey, don't forget, you got to focus on this again, Kate.
Oh, so. Focus is, yeah. Whenever I reach out to the angels and my guides, I immediately see a Ford Focus. Yeah, and they're constantly saying, focus, please just focus.
They're pointing in the right direction, I promise.
Yes. Thank you so much again. Great blessings
to
both of you.
You're welcome. You
as well,
Kate.
Have a
blessing.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Oh, what a great caller.
Definitely.
And, just remember, we're going into that time of year where everything gets crazy. I always think
does.
I'm not going to be crazy, and then I...
It does, and... Well, if you don't take the time for you right now, when will you? Because it is a crazy time of year, you know, and without all the other stuff going on as well. So, you know, self-love is not selfish love, you know?
No, not at all. We have to take care of us first. We're the only one that's always going to be there for us no matter what.
Definitely. And, Mary's not here to tell everybody about, the mirror work, you know?
Oh,
but getting up first thing in the morning, start, know, and look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am love, I am beautiful, I am powerful, I am divine, I am worthy of all that I am wanting, I am joyful. And start it off in the morning, because that's a great way to start the day.
Oh, yeah. I do, on my phone, this was a great one I got from my teacher, is I set reminders with mantras at different times throughout the day. So I'll get the notification
awesome.
On my phone, right? And I pick it up and I have a mantra, you're beautiful.
That's beautiful.
And it's something that takes us 3 weeks to change a habit. So if you set it for 3 weeks, you're in a good cycle there.
Oh, definitely. It's there, and as soon as it comes up, you see it and everything. So it's not like, it doesn't feel like work because it's pre-programmed. I love that.
Yeah. No, it's so easy.
That's beautiful.
Just one of those things. If you're having a bad day and all of a sudden you get a ding that says, you are beautiful, you're like, oh, isn't that nice?
That is beautiful. And here's one from Joan. If God wanted us to bend over, he'd put diamonds on the floor.
So literally. All right. Well, I guess
move on, she's saying. You have a ton of callers, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Awesome.
Area code 443. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Do you have a question for us?
My question is: any messages I have from teachers, ascended masters, loved ones is fine for my greater good. Whatever I need to hear.
Okay, Suzanne, do you resonate with Jesus? Jesus came in, as soon as you said your name.
Wow.
So I'm hearing like his, have faith, Suzanne, in God's miracles. So that's the first
thing
that I was hearing. And then after that, I saw Archangel Raphael coming in. And he's, you know, his name means God, God heals, God's healer. I'm sure you've heard about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was immediately with you. He has a beautiful, like, green aura around him. So I don't know if you've ever, you know, prayed for healing and you'd see this beautiful green color. That would be Archangel Raphael. He's very powerful. So is there anything with healing or anything? Because I saw, like, I heard miracles of healing is what I got. I heard miracles, I heard miracles of healing.
I have been told that I might be doing healing work.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, Archangel Raphael works with those who, you know, are healers.
That'd be great.
And, you know, I don't know if maybe if you've been thinking about, you know, doing that as, you know, a business. I mean, you can call upon him. He would help you. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's really with you, and he'll help you to have the knowledge that you need, you know, in regard to healing.
Okay.
Okay. If there's any fear at all, you can call upon Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, because they work together and they get rid of the stress and the fear. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
I mean, that was beautiful. First, like I said, the first thing was Jesus, and then I saw Archangel Raphael. And Suzanne, you are watched over. You have an amazing divine team with you. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm getting you can relax. Have you been, like, stressed a little bit? Because I'm hearing, you know, please breathe and relax.
I have been working for about a year on a spiritual journey to maybe start doing mediumship and healing. And
Okay. Well, the angels have been giving you all these messages, and I don't know if you're hearing them clearly, because if you're not, all you have to do is tell them, you know, can you give me a little bit clearer of a message? And they will.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come in and they'll give it to you a little bit more clearly.
Okay. I've been asking that. I've been asking for them to give it to me in a way that I can understand.
Okay, well, you just keep doing that, though. Keep telling them. You know, I haven't been connecting with the messages that you've been giving me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they'll be glad to accommodate, and they'll do their best. So just keep, you know, just keep on asking if you don't understand what they're giving you, Suzanne, okay?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, are you one that, like, has a strong connection with, like, the animals? And I'm getting, like, animals. I'm seeing, like, all these different animals. They love your energy.
Oh, well, I mean, I have a dog, and I've been working on him with healing.
There you go.
I mean,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, congestive heart failure.
You also connect, like, really easily with children, too?
I was a school teacher for 33 years, and yes, I do connect very easily with children.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, with your abilities, like connecting with animals and with children, you know, you have amazing energy.
Thank you. I would love to work with crime victims, or abducted children type things to try to help with that.
Okay. Yeah, I do feel like, you know, you are a healer, and just, you know, maybe, you know, working on it a little bit, maybe taking a class to get a little bit more, you know, confident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mhm. Yes.
Okay. But I am getting, like, the angels are saying you sort of take on other people's energy. You have to be careful of that.
I just talked to somebody about that today, because I thought that maybe I was getting, sometimes I think I was a hypochondriac, because I would, like, feel sick and then I would be fine a couple hours later, and I think I might.
Yeah,
be
you've got
empathic.
To. You're very empathic, and you've got to make sure that you protect your energy prior to connecting with others. And one way to do that would be grounding to Mother Earth. Envision that you have roots on the bottom of your feet, and they go all
mm-hmm.
the way down into Mother Earth. And then just put
mm-hmm.
a bubble around yourself, Suzanne, whatever color that resonates with you.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing will get in that bubble except, like, unconditional love, okay? Because I do feel like if you're taking on others' energy, and you don't have to. And one of the little things that I do is I'll ask Archangel Michael, "Archangel Michael, if it's not mine, take it away." Okay?
Okay.
And we had the last caller that talked about her vacuum cleaner. And the visual of a vacuum cleaner, sometimes others, they just like they plug into your energy.
Oh.
And here, you know, Archangel Michael, call upon him, and he'll make sure that, you know, he'll cut the cords that are not healthy cords. Okay?
I see. Okay. Yeah.
And you can never cut like a healthy cord. If it was like a family member, you know, a child, a family member, but the ones that are, you know, they're not healthy for you and they're draining your energy, those are the ones that are going to be cut, Suzanne, okay?
Okay. So just ask
call upon Archangel Michael. And I'm getting, please, you've got to ground yourself more. Because if you can ground yourself more, you're going to have, like, more clarity and more insight, and it's going to help you to go forward, you know, on your journey. Okay? So I do feel like, you know, grounding yourself is very, very important and, you know, putting up that little bubble. And, you know, you've got to just surrender and you've got to relax a little bit because I feel like maybe you might be trying a little bit too hard as well.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, and the more that you can relax, the easier things come. You've got to trust and have faith. And I do feel like, you know, once you do that, things are going to, like, start moving forward a lot easier for you, hon, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well,
I'm going to investigate that grounding and work on that, yeah.
And you're very intuitive. You've got to trust what you're feeling, you know, in your gut area. Well, that's where your intuition lies, okay?
Yes.
Okay, have confidence in what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm getting, you know, have that confidence. Have the confidence in what you're doing. I'm getting, I believe it's a family member coming forward and saying, if you could see the angels the way I see the angels, they're all around you. Was there anyone with a K name that you had a connection with that's on the other side now? K could be a first or a last name. The letter K. A male, I'm getting like a male figure. Is there a younger male in spirit?
You know, people have asked me that before, and I don't know who it is.
Okay, well, just hold on to it. When I guess when the time is right, it will be revealed. But I feel like this person, like, celebrates, like, holidays with you and, you know, different things that you celebrate, you know?
Oh, wow.
I'm getting, you know, you're, you know, listen to the inner voice. Listen to your inner voice. And they're saying, I'm very proud of you, Suzanne, and I'm proud of who you are becoming.
Oh.
So
that's so nice.
He's showing me, like, the angels around you, your divine team, the ascended masters. I'm just seeing a rainbow is what he's showing me. And when you said medium, you know, you want to be a medium, I'm hearing, you know, go for it.
Oh,
is there anyone with the month of December? Not December, February.
Yes.
He's February, okay.
Are you saying somebody who has
that's
associated with February?
Someone in spirit with the month of February that has a connection that's coming forward.
In spirit, let's see. No, there's people here now that are February that I can think of. No, that's not February, it's March.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting a February connection. Hold on to it.
Okay,
and
I'll think about
it. Good cook? Suzanne, are you a good cook?
I'm a very good cook.
Because I'm hearing, you know, she makes my favorite meals.
Oh.
So, I saw the cooking, you know, you're a great cook, and it's like you make those meals that, you know, like family members made that really mean something, you know?
Yeah.
So
I made my dad's biscuits and gravy last night, and my grandmother's ham pot pie last week. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you have those in spirit that are going to be joining you, especially tomorrow. So.
Thank you.
But good luck on your journey. They believe in you, and they're saying you're going to be a great medium, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Liz, and bless the holiday.
Thank you.
God bless, hon.
You too.
Hi, Suzanne. It's Liz.
Hi.
Did you ask us specifically for any ascended masters or angels to come forward? I went to my
two Kyle Gray decks, Keepers of the Light and Angel Guides. And from the Angel Guides deck, I pulled Guardian Angel. So our Guardian Angel is with us from the inception of our soul's creation on the other side before we come to the earthly body. And they're with us our entire travel, our entire existence, no matter how many lifetimes we come back. So they know us just as good as we know ourselves. And I normally don't read from the book, but it told me to share the extended message in here for you. And it says, okay. You are an independent soul and often find yourself trying to do everything on your own. But know that even just a quick prayer to your guardian angel can take away some of that pressure. Your angel wants to hear more from you. In order to support you fully, they must be invited to do so. But then no request is too much. Your angel guide was made for you and is dedicated to you. Take time today for an easy and informal conversation with them. Speak openly and in a heartfelt way about your life, any challenges you are facing, and anything you need help with. Through that conversation, their help will find its way to you. When you draw this card, they want you to know they are with you. So for me, I wake up every morning because our angel team on the other side, they can't come over and help us unless we ask them to. We have to invite them.
Right.
Because we have the power of free will in the human body. So, you know, we can say, I know you're there. But until we say, and I need your help. I need you to come, you know, come and help me.
Right.
They can't do it. So when I wake up every morning, I start with my three thank yous before I get out of bed. And then I ask my angels to come in and protect me with the white light. I put my bubble on. And then I say, you know, help to give me, you know, help to show me the answers I need today. Help me to meet the people I need to, you know, people that need to meet me today and hear from me. You know, guide me where I need to be to be led. You know, you make up your own words that work for you.
Right. I talk to them in the car all the time and invite them like that and say, open the door. I want to help. You know, show me what messages do you need me to give to people? What messages do I need to hear? And
perfect.
Help me. I say that every day.
You
know what, ladies? I just have to say, Mother Mary is coming in and stuff is moving all around me. And I'm getting Mother Mary. So I don't know if you have a strong connection with her, Suzanne, but Mother Mary is with you, and things are moving all around the place here.
Wow.
I'm
probably driving them crazy.
No, you're not driving them crazy, but like I said, you know, you're the first one tonight that is making everything move around my space. And I'm
good.
I haven't mentioned Mother Mary, so if you're struggling, you have any kind of worry, she's reassuring you that all is well, okay? And she's taking your hand, and, you know, she's with you, and she's asking you to love yourself the way she loves you, okay? But I didn't mean to interrupt, but everything's moving around here, so I had to. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
That's okay.
You're welcome.
When you were saying that you were having a hard time understanding your messages and you were asking them to be more clear, don't forget, or maybe you don't even know, Spirit has a sense of humor. So a lot of times they will see you in a humorous way. And in the beginning, I was, you know, trying to be so focused and serious, right, that I was missing these little nuances. And I was like, once I finally caught on, I'm like, oh, you're cute. Ha ha, thanks.
Well, and if my father's one of my guides, that is exactly the way he is. So I can imagine.
Yeah, and they're all that way. They like to be cheeky. They like to, you know, throw us these little things that maybe only we would understand. So don't count anything out. And I was going to say, obviously, you said you're comfortable enough to speak to Spirit in the car. Some people don't like to talk out loud. I was going to say, write it down in your journal. You know, just get it out there.
I talk out loud all the time to myself.
I'm like, I don't care about talking to myself anymore either. And then from the Keepers of the Light deck, I pulled the Divine Director. And he's actually a spiritual, he's an ascended master that they believe is merged with the same energy as God, and he's a God, and he's a, he's in charge of the guardian angels and helps them. Okay. You know, he's the one that directs them on the other side and makes sure they're doing what they're supposed to. And again, the card on the bottom says, divine intervention is occurring. Know that you are being guided. Happiness is your purpose. So if you're not happy, stop doing it. But you should be happy.
Yeah. I'm so happy and ecstatic about being able to do this work.
Oh, fantastic. And here's the extended message here for you. Divine intervention is taking place at this time. What is occurring in your life is providing a real learning curve for your soul. You are becoming aware of a sense of purpose in your life. It gives you a sense of joy. It's something that brings you pleasure rather than something you have to work for. Know that your career can complement your purpose, but not define it. But the path you are on at this time is right, and the universe is encouraging you to move forward. So that's a beautiful confirmation that what you're trying to get into and starting to work on is meant for you. It is definitely part of your path. It may not be what you do forever, but it's definitely part of what you're supposed to be doing now. And, you know, I'm sure DC can say this too. When we started on our spiritual journey, where we are now is not where we thought we would be when we started. This wasn't what I thought I'd be doing. I just, you know, was looking for a little bit of connection and enlightenment, and a whole another world exploded that I had no idea about. You know, be open. Explore, learn, try things. It's just like being a kid in a candy store again. You know, what's the what's the harm in learning? You're a teacher, right? Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it never gets old, and there's so much. So you're definitely in the right place, and it's really about you being almost like a child again and, like, having those, you know, like a toddler running from one thing to the next. They're so excited they don't know what to focus on. And it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to see everything start to finish, you know, right away. Sometimes we might try it for a little bit, and then we kind of fall out of, you know, interest in it, and we find something else, and then we go back to it, and we finish it. So that's okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's been amazing.
Yes, Susan, your journey is going to be amazing, but you've got to just, like, just go with the flow a little bit more, you know? And once you do, and you're going to, you know, call us back and saying you're not going to believe how amazing it is. And it truly is. I was watching the Long Island Medium with my niece. It was a marathon. And I laughed so hard, and I said, oh, my God, I'd love to do something like this. Well, the universe was listening. And that's how I got started on this path.
Huh.
Just by putting that out to the universe, you know, I'm watching a show and saying, oh, my gosh, I would love to do something like that. And, you know, that's what got me on the path that I'm on. I mean, I never thought I would do something like this. I would have never thought, you know, even to think about this kind of journey.
Yeah.
And when you talk about humor, you know, I have Joan Rivers as one of my guides. Well, that says it all, you know.
Right.
So that's, you know, the humor came in. But, I mean, I you know, after I put that out there to the universe, I had a big 2-pound bowl of sugar cookies that flew off my countertop. Landed on my kitchen floor, and I had cookie sprinkles everywhere. You know, and, I mean, it was just crazy. Then my cell phone was texting me. So never say never. Just enjoy the ride. And it's easier if you listen. Believe me, it's easier if you listen, because I wasn't listening for quite a while, and Spirit actually sat upon me. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to listen really hard.
Yeah, well, they'll give you an ask a clearer message, Suzanne, and you'll get it. You know?
Okay.
So, but enjoy the journey. It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Suzanne, I was going to ask you too if you do crystals at all.
I believe in them, and I have a few.
because for myself, I work in the public, so I'm around people every day. That's one of the reasons I bubble up, because I want to be aware of other people's energy, but I don't want to take it on. A lot of times I wear a quartz crystal or a black tourmaline or black kyanite. Those are all things that help us to repel other people's energy and help us to not absorb it as an empath. So you may want to look for, carry
I do
your
have
pocket
a quartz
or,
bracelet.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I might wear that then.
Yeah, it definitely helps, you know.
Okay. I wish I could feel the energy. Like, I haven't identified really what that is yet. I believe it's there, but, like, I don't think of it as, like, oh, I feel this energy. And so, I feel like that would help me if I could recognize it.
Yeah. Well, you've been doing it for so long, you don't realize when it's happening, right? Because you've probably done it all your life. Now you're just awake and aware that, so now you're taking it on, but you're not necessarily absorbing it. Like, you think maybe 10 years ago in life, if you had been around some of these people, they probably put you in a bad mood and you didn't even know why you were in a bad mood. And it was because of someone else's mood that affected you. Now you're like, hey, wait a minute. I don't want to feel this way. So you're becoming aware. And so now it's just, okay. And it comes with time. It takes a little practice. You're like, hey, wait a minute. I was fine. Why am I feeling this way? Right? Checking in with yourself. If you're on the healing path as well, you know, depending on where you are, you can kind of close your eyes and take a deep breath. And I'm able to, like, I can put my hands up and sense where stuff is coming from. So, sometimes it looks funny if you're in the middle of a public place.
I've looked funnier than that, so it'll be all right.
And Suzanne, I'm getting, Spirit is saying for you to keep a dream journal because you're getting a lot of messages in your dreams.
I am keeping one now. I also have a voice recorder.
Okay, and I'm getting, do you feel like you get more during the full moon? Because I'm getting with the full moon, I feel like, your energy is just amazing. Your intuition is...
It's fun. I did get a dream that was very realistic that actually came true, and it was about 2 months ago. And then about a month ago, I had some dreams, and we're right at the full moon again. Like, it just happened, Thursday?
Friday,
so maybe that's when I get the best one.
Yeah.
But I actually predicted a patient that came to the hospital without knowing it. I was just, I had a dream. I'm a secretary now for labor and delivery in my retirement. And I asked the nurse, did you ever have a patient like this? And I told her some things about it. She said, no, I don't think in 30 years I've ever heard of that. The next morning, that nurse, and I'd had the dream like 4 weeks before and didn't tell anybody. The next day, that nurse had that patient. And I was on my way to work, and I'm always about 40 minutes early. And this day I overslept, and so I wasn't at the hospital yet. And she texted me and said, you're not going to believe it. My patient today is an amputee. It's her right leg. It's the right race. And I had said that the patient was going to be in room 110 near our nurse's station, and she was in room 101 next to our other nurse's station.
I just
said, oh, it's this weird dream I had, and I told her. That is the nurse then the next day that had her.
Yep,
and
that's awesome.
I got it as a confidence builder.
Oh, definitely. And Liz was giving you a couple, like, crystals. Also, I was getting emerald. And that's to be able to trust in your abilities, okay? To believe in yourself and be able to do what it is you want to do. So an emerald crystal will be a good addition to the ones that she mentioned.
Okay. Wow.
I'm a big astrology follower, so I note in my journal when I write, like, what's going on. Is it full moon? Is it, a Saturn in retrograde? Whatever's going on, I note it. You can follow different groups on Facebook or wherever, what's happening in the planets. But even knowing
that's
where
something
you are
I don't know
cycle,
anything about. Yeah, I'd like to learn about that. Yeah.
Even start with just the moon cycle, because that's easy. It's twice a month, right? Full moon, new moon.
There's other things that go on in between, but.
Well, I've been working on my dog for the healing thing because he has congestive heart failure, and he's going to a cardiologist, and in about 9 months' time, he did start medicine too at this time, but I thought if I can heal somebody, I want it to be this dog. So I started trying to put healing energy into him by holding him and imagining it. And when we took him back, they did a sonogram and his heart measurements had improved.
Oh yeah,
in 9 months' time. So I was giving him moon water on the cycle. When it'd be a full moon, I'd put water out and charge it, and then I'd put it in his water bowl to help him. So, oh, wow.
I love
okay.
moon water.
I'll have to pay more attention.
Don't stress yourself out following along, but you can kind of check. If you're on Facebook, I follow a girl called Forever Consciousness, and she always has great stuff on, great articles every day. And I love it because it tells you, what to expect for your emotions and things that could go on so you're aware.
Uh-huh.
And even if you don't fixate on it, as the situations start to arise, you go, oops, wait a minute. I read this was going to happen. And you know to pull back and stop engaging. You're like, oh,
okay.
I knew the energy was going to be this way. Let me stop. Let me step back and not get so bent out of shape or whatever. So. It's
there you go. That's
it's a
nice.
Good thing. Yeah, when you go back and review your journals later on to see, you can say, oh, look at that. And you'll find neat patterns and things. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you, ladies.
Well,
you've made my night.
Giving Suzanne. Oh, we're glad.
You too.
We love to make nights.
Yeah.
And, call us back and let us know how everything goes for you.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God
have
bless.
A great evening.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Oh. I love when there's people
beautiful.
That, want your information, and I'm like, oh, there's more.
Oh, definitely. That was a beautiful call, Really, really beautiful. But I must say, I was looking, and I'm like, what is going on? And it was Suzanne's energy, and Mother Mary was wanting to be heard, So...
When
this
your mom
Mother
wants
Mary.
To listen, when mom wants her attention, she's going to get it.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm quickly jotting down our numbers. Time for one more caller, it looks like.
Okay.
I'll write down the other one if they want to call in next
What
week.
A beautiful show, Liz. My goodness.
Yeah. Oh, it's been wildly beautiful. I was a little concerned about how the energy was going to go, but I think it was great. We've had...
Yeah, it was beautiful.
All right. Well, here we go. Area code 586, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
My first name is Monica.
Hi, Monica.
And thank you for taking my call. Hey.
You're welcome. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Can you tell me what you see as far as my love life?
Hmm.
Okay. Well, my dog Ginger is saying, Monica, don't chase love.
Right.
Okay, that was the first thing that I was getting. Okay, make sure that you're not chasing love.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Are you in a relationship?
No, I went through a healing process.
Okay. Okay, because I'm getting, love is going to come to you, so do not chase it. If there's any negative feelings that you're holding on to in regard to love, and I feel like there might be a couple, little feelings here and there, I feel it in the heart chakra area, you've got to make sure that you release it, okay?
Okay, work some more on my heart chakra. Okay.
Well, I feel the heart chakra. We can use those dear innate statements, because I do feel like there's some feelings there. There might be unforgiveness. There's something. But you've got to release, dear Nate, I release all my judgments and negativity. Anything that is not for your highest and best, I feel like there might be a little bit of frustration, and you don't want to hold on to that, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm getting, you want to really get rid of it because I'm getting you're going to have several choices. It's not just going to be one. So
okay.
You're going to have, you know, you're going to have choices. So you want to make sure that you're ready for love in case, you know, the one comes in, you want to be ready, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to just, like I said, I want you to, you know, if you're feeling something and you don't even know what it is, you can't name it, all you have to say is, dear Innate, I release, okay?
Okay.
And I'm seeing, you know, new beginnings are coming your way, and you're going to feel, like, a lot happier.
Okay. Yay.
Okay, Monica, I'm getting, like, with the past relationship that you had, sort of, was he the type that, like, I feel like almost like emotional outbursts. I felt like some kind of, like, emotion with him.
He was very attentive, but he was a water sign, so he's kind of emotional a little bit. And then when the COVID hit, he just, like, really started getting fearful of everything. And then his mom, he was worried about his mom, and it was like, mom this, mom that. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, you know what? He himself wanted to be alone. That was his preference, you know, to be alone, as opposed to be, like, you know, in a relationship a lot of the time. So it might have been his mom's, but it was his choice as well.
Right.
Okay? But I feel like you're going to find the relationship that you're deserving of.
Yeah,
but you've
got to
make sure that you're ready for
hurt.
It.
Yeah.
And what I'm getting is, you know, it might start off just as a friendship and turn into something really beautiful, hon, okay?
Okay.
You know, working on you is the best thing that you can do. You're going to really be in sync with this person. It could be in 2 weeks, 2 months. So get yourself ready for the relationship that is coming. You want to make sure when it does come that you are, you know, that you are ready, right?
That's right, yes.
Whatever you're feeling, like if you feel something in regard to love and you can't even name what it is, dear Innate, that's a part of you that you can't see,
okay.
I release.
Yes.
Okay. So say with me, dear Innate, I release negativity
I release
in regard to love.
Negativity regarding
in regard
love.
To love.
Yes. In regards to love. Okay.
Okay. So if there's any negativity, you want to get rid of it, right?
That's
if there's
right.
anything that's not love, you want to get rid of it. And I'm laughing because I see my dog Ginger, and she's using the broom, and she's sweeping all around you. And to me, that's telling me that someone's going to come in and sweep you off your feet.
Yay! Thank you, Ginger.
So get ready, hon. It's coming. You know, it's gonna be an energy. I see the two of you are gonna be really in sync with each other. That's what I have, and I'm gonna turn you over to Liz. God bless, hon, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And
you're welcome.
Hi, Monica. It's Liz, and I have three cards for you. The first card I got, so I pulled a surrender card, right? Because if we want love, we got to surrender something. And then we get into the divine abundance after that. So the card I pulled was surrender to non-action. And what this says is, now is the time to be still and not act. Simply breathe and focus on your own power. Let others come to you. So take this time, again, you know, I'm going to bring out the universal energy. We've been in a very energy-shifting way the last couple months. You know, a lot of things are moving through. Some cycles are coming to an end. So a lot of stuff is happening, which is good. But sometimes when nothing's happening to us, we're like, well, what about me? Your stuff is just coming. It's on its way here, that's all. So just be patient. You know, take this time to really focus on you. Make sure you're feeling good. Make sure that you're doing something nice for yourself. Again, you know, you don't have to spend a ton of money. Read a book. Take a bath. Paint your fingernails, you know. Any of those things are just a little bit of care for you. You know, how much do you appreciate you? Love you, right? A little time with ourselves never hurt. And let's move through this time of year. and then the next card I pulled for you, the next two cards are from the Divine Abundance deck. And the first one is invite help. Invite the divine to pursue you. Seriously, just say, I'm finally ready, God, pursue me. So you're asking the divine to, you know, follow me and show me, you know, guide me, put me in the places I need to be. So when you get a nudge to, you know, go to this place that you never go to, take that nudge because there's a reason you're being directed there. There's a reason that thought's entering your mind. And then the second card from the Divine Abundance deck was sacrifice. And it says, sometimes surrender is painful. God's cutting away all that needs to go. Illusions, obsessions, addictions. It's a sacrifice to love. And the wording, I don't know that I'm in love with the wording because I feel it's a different, it's not saying that love is bad or that it's hard for us to sacrifice. It's saying, you know, a lot of times we add other things in our life to make up for the love we think we're missing. When really, it's time to just clear away all that excess. What really matters to us, right? What's really important? What can we do without? What do we need, you know, what do we need to keep in our life? And then as we clear out that excess junk, you know, or noise that we keep around, that makes room for that love to move in.
Okay.
So don't feel sacrificed in a way that you're going to feel like you're sacrificing. It's just time for you to clear out that other stuff, you know. Like when we're young, right, we like to go out on Friday nights and Saturday nights and not be home, right? We're never home. We're doing all this other stuff. And as we get older, we go, I don't want to do that anymore, right? So it's clearing that kind of clutter out of the house. You know, the obsession to stay busy so we're not alone. And then, you know, take this time to make a list of the things you're looking for in your in the partner that is out there. This is what I want. You know, these are the things I want. These are the deal breakers. You know, go through your house and get rid of any clutter that's hanging around that you don't need anymore. Excess stuff.
Yes, I started that. Yes.
Yeah. And just start making room, right? We need to clear old stuff out for new stuff to come. Doing that stuff. And really, it's just going to all of a sudden happen. You'll be like, oh, wow, I met this person. Like, it's all going to be like, bam, bam, bam. And you'll be like, holy cow. And this time will go like nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
So things are coming for you. You know, we've just been in a weird pattern. And so sometimes for some of us, it doesn't seem like anything's happening. But it's coming. It hasn't not happened.
Okay.
And it really has been happening. They're just small, subtle things. So you have good things coming. You know, take this time
thank
to be with
you.
Love you and
yes, thank
make
you
feel like you're the number one person in your life.
Gotcha. I can do that one.
All right.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're
awesome.
Welcome. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
A happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome,
honey.
Bye-bye.
What a way to end.
Yes, an amazing, amazing show. My goodness.
Yeah. That was the perfect last caller.
Oh, definitely. And Joan Rivers is wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And she's saying she never cooked. She was a terrible cook. And on the stove, she's saying, you know, there's, you know, the bee on the stove. Well, I'm looking. I said, Joan, I have bacon broiled. She said, she has only one bee. It's for burn. She would burn everything. So.
Oh, Lord.
And in fact, she burned my turkey the one year. It caught on fire, Liz. Honest to goodness. You know? I've been making turkeys for like 30 years, and all of a sudden one starts to burn, and I'm like, Joan, get out of the kitchen. Crazy.
Well, it was all those martinis.
Well, she had. Now that I didn't have them. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it probably was. Well, I want to wish you and everyone else a beautiful Thanksgiving tomorrow.
You as well.
And I thank you for taking the time out of your busy day, Liz.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. I love this. I'm so glad to connect with all our callers every week and you and Mary and be here with everyone. So this is one of my blessings every year.
Oh, it really is. Well, Joan is saying you've got a lot of new starts ahead of you. There's so many new projects that you're going to have in this upcoming year.
Oh, don't I know it?
Yeah,
That's
yeah. So it sounds amazing. Yeah.
All exciting.
Yes.
I'm just waiting for everything to come together. So it's we're
wonderful.
All in the hand of waiting. Yeah.
Well, you
right.
have
well,
a blessed evening, Liz, and, you know, get some rest before the fun begins tomorrow. And take care, everyone, and we'll be back with Mary next week. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.